Governor Nikki Haley in the polls.
So in all but one primary since 1980, the Republican who wins here in South Carolina goes on to be the party's nominee. But Nikki Haley says win or lose here, she's staying in the race.
The former president on Friday announced his support for IVF treatments after the Alabama Supreme Court decision that ruled embryos are people. That led hospital systems to pause IVF. President Biden, in a statement, put the blame on the situation for the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. There are ceremonies in Ukraine as today marks 2 years since Russia invaded. Presidents announced new sanctions against Russia. And the widow of opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Vladimir Putin's mocking Christianity by trying to force Navalny's mother to agree to a secret funeral. This is ABC News. Instagram and Facebook's parent company, Meta, responding to reports the company did not act on staff warnings that paid subscriptions were being misused by parents who were then exploiting their own children online. ABC's Dave Packer explains.
Both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal reporting Friday that Meta subscription services allowed mothers to post pictures of their underage daughters online, with some of the profit coming from men who had expressed sexual attraction to underage children on other parts of the platform. Employees saying their suggestions on how to curtail the misuse of accounts featuring minors was ignored. In a statement Friday, Meta writing in part, "We expanded the use of our technology to identify and restrict potentially suspicious adults from using our monetization tools." Dave Packer, ABC News.
South Carolina man was found guilty of killing a transgender woman in 2019. This is the first federal trial over a hate crime based on someone's gender identity. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Look for mostly sunny skies through the morning and into the early afternoon, but clouds will be on the increase by this evening. High temperatures reaching to a mild 40 degrees with southwest winds at 7 to 17 miles per hour. We'll see variably cloudy skies through the evening and into tonight as low temperatures will only fall back to near 30 degrees. Our winds stay out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. hour, with partly cloudy skies expected going into our Sunday, and warmer temperatures on the way. Highs will reach to near 54. West winds will be lighter at 5 to 12 miles per hour throughout the day. We'll see mainly clear skies then take over as we go into Sunday night. Still on the mild side, however, with lows only falling back to near 29. Winds will be turning to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour overnight Sunday night and into Monday. However, Monday brings in some windy conditions and incredibly warm temperatures. Highs may reach to near 63 degrees with south winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day. Mostly sunny skies also in the forecast for Monday, and will stay clear going into Monday night, lows falling back to only 42 degrees, and then those breezy conditions stay in the forecast for Tuesday. However, clouds will be on the increase as we'll see a chance for some rain showers and maybe some thunderstorms developing by the afternoon. Highs reaching to near 64 degrees on Tuesday with rain showers and thunderstorms developing by the afternoon. Now, temperatures will come crashing down as we go into Tuesday night as those rain showers quickly turn over to snow. Look for low temperatures Tuesday night to fall down to near 16 degrees and much colder conditions in the forecast for Wednesday. Still some snow showers possible early in the day, then breezy and cold. Highs only near 29 degrees on Wednesday. Lows Wednesday night fall to 13, then partly cloudy and warmer for our Thursday. Highs reaching to near 42. Lows Thursday night fall down to near 28 degrees with mostly sunny skies taking over by Friday. Breezy and very warm again. Highs near 55. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently, we have moved up from our morning low of 15. We have sunny skies and we're at 17 degrees. The high yesterday was 41, the record high 63 from 1958, and the record low 20 degrees below zero in 1889. It was kind of chilly 1 year ago, 23 the high, 7 the low. The sun will set today at 5:44, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:45. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.09. The air is calm. No precipitation to report today. We did have a trace of some light snow late in the evening yesterday. Again, our high yesterday was 41. The morning low, 15. Under sunny skies, we're at 17 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball action last night. It was Level 2 regional girls basketball playoff action from around the area. We'll give you all the winners and all the matchups for tonight. We'll also check in with WRCO's Bill Twining for a wrestling recap, state wrestling. That continues at the Kohl Center in Madison today. Well, Highland and Ithaca, they met up in girls' high school regional basketball, and Phil Nee was on hand.
Highland ended the season for the Ithaca girls with a 53-42 win over the Bulldogs in the second round of the WIAA Regional. The host Cardinals took a 30-18 halftime lead. The Bulldogs played well defensively in the second half, and Highland did not score a second-half basket until 11:39 left in the game. During that time, however, Ithaca only managed to score 4 points. The Cardinals got back on track and kept double-digit leads the rest of the way. Senior Kaylee Miller led Ithaca scoring with 18, including 5 3-pointers. Tristan Peterson added 12, J.C. Maxwell 4, Josie Lau and Holly King each had 3 points, and Kaylee Peterson had 2. The Bulldogs made 7 threes and were 7-for-20 from the free throw line. Highland was led by Bronwyn Halverson with 15. Caitlin Miller added 13. Harley Fredericks had 10 points. Addison Bedward scored 9. Sophia Terrell and Kate Terrell each had 3. They made 6 threes with Miller hitting 4 of them. The Cardinals were 12-for-21 from the line. Following the 53-42 win, Highland is now 20-5, and they will play top seed Argyle Pecatonica Saturday night after they defeated Barneveld 57-45 on Friday night. Ithaca's final season record is 15-10. These Ithaca seniors play their last high school basketball on Friday night at Highland High School. Kaylee Miller, Kaylee Peterson, Emma Coy, Olivia Young, Josie Lau, Miranda Franzen, and Caitlin Fry. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other games from last night, Cashton over Kickapoo, 37-26. It was Cochran Fountain City over Brookwood, 77-25. Cashton will now take on Cochran Fountain City. Royal 48-44 over Blair Taylor. Royal will take on Independence Gilmanton. They defeated Alma Center Lincoln, 45-38. Wazika Steuben picked up a 54-44 win over Blackhawk. Their next opponent is Belmont, as Belmont defeated River Ridge, 59-25. In Division 4, Bangor 76-43 over Melrose Mindoro. They will face off against Westfield as they defeated Osseo Fairchild 47-37. New Glarus 67, Lancaster 29, and they will face Broadhead as Broadhead defeated Belleville in a minor upset 53-50. Cuba City 62, Fenimore 58, and Cuba City will face off against Mineral Point. They defeated Darlington 50-41. From Division 3 action last night, we see Wisconsin Dells over Arcadia 48-33. They will take on Elk Mound. They defeated Adams Friendship 67-37. Aquinas with a blowout win over Viroqua 65-17. They will face off against Altoona as Altoona defeated Mauston 68-25. Platteville with an upset win over Turner, 44-43. Platteville now faces Edgerton. Number 1 Edgerton defeated Evansville, 80-44. Prairie du Chien, 70. Dodgeville, 46. The Prairie Hawks will now take on Edgewood. They defeated Bigfoot, 66-25. Division 2 local games, Reedsburg over Sauk Prairie 60-51. The Beavers will face number 1 West Salem. They defeated La Crosse Logan 72-37. On Alaska, a 79-54 win over Sparta. On Alaska's next opponent is DeForest. DeForest defeated La Crosse Central 73-46. McFarland rolled to a big win over Mount Horeb 84-54. McFarland now will face Jefferson as Jefferson upset Whitewater 33-24. And from Division I, Marshfield, a 60-44 win over Holman. They will face Hudson as Hudson defeated Eau Claire North 61-48. Well, today marks day number 3 of the state wrestling tournament in Madison. With a look back at the previous action and setting the stage for what's going to happen today, here's WRCO Sports Bill Twining.
Day number 3 of the 81st annual WIAA State Individual Boys Wrestling Tournament gets underway this morning at 10 o'clock. It's also the 3rd year of the girls tournament and the 2nd year in a row they've been combined at the Kohl Center in Madison. Here's how things went in the state semifinals on Friday night. From the area, both Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Brody Meese of Riverdale won their state semifinals and will be shooting for a state title on Saturday evening. Ethan Hady, a junior for Richland Center, used just 34 seconds to pin Brent Kaharick of Keewaskum. That puts Hady in the state finals on Saturday evening against defending state titleist, unbeaten sophomore Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville. For Brody Meese of Riverdale, he used all 6 minutes of his semifinal match, winning 1-0 over Aaron Kennetter of Stratford. Brody Meese, a sophomore, goes for a state championship for Riverdale against junior Wyatt Unser of Glenwood City. He is unbeaten at 51-0. Richland Center will have 3 place winners at state for the first time since 2003 when Mitch Collins and Zach Menny were runners-up. And Cole Muller placed 4th. In addition to Ethan Hady, who was wrestling for a state championship, Teague Perkins, who placed 4th 2 years ago as a sophomore, is in the rest consolation round at 215 pounds. He will place, as will senior Emma Hady in the girls tournament, who won a pair of matches on Friday and continues on. For Riverdale, 2 teammates of Brody Meese will place. Senior Riley Wanick and sophomore Grant Matthews are in the consolation bracket in their respective weight divisions. Freshman Lakota Brewer bowed out on Thursday night. Ithaca Weston had 1 wrestler at the tournament. Junior Nolan Waldner won his first match and then lost twice on Friday. Junior Wyatt Knockreiner represented River Valley's wrestling contingent at the state tournament. He lost his opening round match on Thursday and was eliminated from the tournament. North Crawford Seneca had 1 boy, 2 girls at the state tournament. Jaron Grimslet, a junior for the boys, bowed out on Thursday night, but both freshman Frankie Groom and sophomore Adriana Logue reached the semifinals for the girls. Both lost but will place here at the state tournament. Mineral Point brought 3 wrestlers to state, brought 4 wrestlers, I should say. Elliot Kite was eliminated on Thursday night, but Rowan Carey and Cade Rule, a pair of juniors, are both shooting for state titles for Mineral Point, as is sophomore Delia Collins in the girls' tournament. Dodgeville brought 5 wrestlers to state. Ava Lord bowed out in the girls' tournament. She's a junior, but the 4 boys are all unbeaten, all go for state titles. Freshman Shane Rashan shoots for his 1st, sophomore Håkon Peterson his 2nd, and seniors Charlie Might and Reed Spurley shoot for their 3rd state titles for Dodgeville. Iowa Grant Highland brought 7 wrestlers to state. One of them made it through to the state championships. That is senior Elliot Biba at 138 pounds. The other 6, Hunter Stevens, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moan, and Bodie Brockhoff, will all place for Iowa Grant Highland. Arlington Blackhawk brought 5 wrestlers to state. 1 reached the finals. Owen Sefrud goes for a state championship tonight. The other 4, Ethan Aird, Braylon Goble, Maddox Goble, and Ross Christ, will all place for Darlington Blackhawk. Fenimore has 4 going for state championships. Ian Krapp, a senior, junior Tristan Stelt, and senior Evan Gratz, along with senior Rachel Schauer in the girls' tournament. Wyatt Annan, Siler Zansevich, and for the girls, Brooklyn Lull will also all place for Fenimore. Nathan Blaschke, the only Fenimore wrestler who has been bounced from the tournament. Prairie du Chien brought 6 wrestlers to state. 5 will place. Drake Ingham, Drew Hurd, Also, Jeremiah Avery, Blake Terry, and Jack Simmons will place. The only wrestler out of the tournament for Prairie du Chien is Bryce Lenzendorf. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle shoots for a state championship tonight. Also from the extended area for the girls, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville and Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls go for state titles. For the boys, Cole Sarbacher of Stoughton, Espen Swears of Mauston-Nakusa, Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor, and three from Aquinas are going for state titles, Jake Fitzpatrick, David Moline, and Tyson Martin. Other wrestlers from our immediate area that will place here at state include Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center, Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon, Nick Erswind of Wisconsin Dells, and a pair from Mauston-Nakusa, Hayden Gillen and Drake Gazda. Some other wrestlers bowed out of the tournament earlier this weekend. They include Alex Radovich of New Lisbon, Parker Milsen of Cashton, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, and from the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls, Gianni Babel. Looking at the state championship matches tonight, there are three wrestlers going for their fourth state title. Connor Mirasola of West Bend West in Division One, Coy Hopke of Amory in Division Two, and Dawson Johnson of Cumberland in Division Three. Some others shooting for their third state title include Cole Mirasola of West Bend West and Wyatt Ducheteau of Arrowhead in Division One. The Dodgeville seniors, Charlie Might and Reed Spurley, look for their third title tonight. Danny Heiser of Evansville shoots for number three. And from Kenosha St. Joseph, it's Koji Campbell of that squad looking for his third state title. And there are a pair of brother sisters that are in the state championships from Milton Maddie and Tyson Peach. And from Pulaski, coached by former Ithaca state champion Terry Manning, Ava and Lucas Peters will be on the air after 10 o'clock this morning as session number four, the consolation semifinals, will begin, and they'll be followed by wrestling matches for fifth and third places at the Kohl Center in Madison. Session number five, the state finals tonight, 5:30, beginning with a parade of champions. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points and 13 rebounds to help the Milwaukee Bucks surge out of the All-Star break with a 112-107 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota dropped into a tie with Oklahoma City for the Western Conference lead at 39-17. Anthony Edwards made three three-pointers in the final minute 58 to give the Wolves a chance, but Damian Lillard iced it for the Bucks with a 21-footer with 10.3 seconds left. Lillard finished with 21 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds to overshadow an 8-for-23 shooting night and help the Bucks improve to 4-7 under new head coach Doc Rivers. A federal judge has barred the NCAA from enforcing its rules prohibiting name, image, and likeness compensation from being used to recruit athletes. The judge granted a preliminary injunction requested by the states of Tennessee and Virginia. The ruling undercuts what has been a fundamental principle of the NCAA's model of amateurism for decades. Third parties cannot pay recruits to attend a particular school. The judge wrote the NCAA's prohibition likely violates federal antitrust law and can harm the athlete. NCAA President Charlie Baker says action by Congress was needed to protect what he describes as the 95% of athletes whose ability to play college sports would be endangered by a court ruling or regulatory decision declaring them employees of the school. Baker spoke to a small group of reporters in Washington on Friday and was hopeful about the prospect of Congress granting the NCAA a limited antitrust exemption that would protect them from litigation. The NCAA is facing several lawsuits that could result in athletes being classified as employees. But Baker says the vast majority of schools lose money on sports and could not afford to pay the athletes. Major League Baseball is showing off its new uniforms during this year's spring training. The biggest problem is they may be showing too much. A series of pictures have shown a slightly embarrassing problem with the MLB's new look.
At least a handful of Major League Baseball teams have pants that are relatively see-through, making for some less than ideal pictures throughout the league. Nike has been designing MLB uniforms since 2020, and Fanatics has been manufacturing them since 2017. But this is the first year for the Nike Vapor Premier Unis. News from the NFL, the salary cap for 2024 will be $255.4 million. That's up a record $30.6 million just over a year ago. The cap number has gone from $198.2 million in 2020 to $182.5 million in 2021 following the COVID-19 pandemic. Teams are heading into next week's NFL Combine and preparing for the free agency period, which opens March 13th, with an opportunity to spend more freely. The increased cap space total could impact how teams use the franchise tag. The 15-day window to apply the tag to impending free agents started February 20th. Golden Richards, the former Dallas Cowboys receiver known for his flowing blonde hair, who famously caught a touchdown pass off a gadget play in the 1978 Super Bowl, died Friday of congestive heart failure at his home in Murray, Utah. He was just 73. Richards' nephew, Lance Richards, confirmed the death in a Facebook post. The former BYU star spent 7 seasons in the NFL, and he played with Dallas, Chicago, and Denver, and is best known for his 5-plus seasons as a deep play threat in Dallas. That was especially evident in the 1978 Super Bowl against Denver. With the Cowboys ahead 20-10 in the fourth quarter, fullback Robert Newhouse threw a 29-yard touchdown pass to Richards to all but assure the Cowboys their second championship. And 3 members of the University of Wyoming swimming and diving team were killed in a highway crash in northern Colorado. The crash happened Thursday afternoon on US 287, about 10 miles south of the Wyoming-Colorado border between Laramie and Fort Collins. A University of Wyoming statement says the crash injured 2 other team members, and they are expected to survive. The crash happened when the driver swerved off the road and the SUV rolled multiple times. 8 University of Wyoming cross-country runners also died in a head-on crash with a drunk driver on the same highway in 2001. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point. WRCO.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, the Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to three items and may give one telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Killoy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All-American Do-It Center.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting at only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
We'd like to thank you for making WRCO-FM and WRCO.com a part of your weekend get-together. This is Prime Mover. The phone line is open at 608-647-4155. We have caller number one right now on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a enclosed trailer, 6x12, single axle, and then I have a car dolly for sale, and the number is 1608-383-3025. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, have a good weekend. Thank you for calling. Caller number one has an enclosed single axle trailer. It measures 6x12, and they're also selling a car dolly at 383-3025. Number two, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Morning. I have four tires. The number is LT275-65R18. The Goodyear, the Wrangler, and Noiga. 3,500 miles on. Ask for 600 or best offer. 475-0799.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your call and have a great weekend. Number two has a set of four tires. They're 18-inch tires, LT, light truck, 275-65R18s. They're Goodyear Wranglers at 475-0799. Number three, good morning. You are live on our radio show. How can I help you?
Yeah, good morning, Adam. I have a four-year-old Venom four-wheeler ATV, sell them for a friend. It's an electric one. It's got an electric brushless motor on it. It's 1,500 watt, 48 volt, 300 pound capacity of it. New, it sold for $2,300. He's asking $1,000. It's got brand new batteries, and the charger comes with it. And my phone number is 608-574-0021.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye. So number three is selling a four-year-old Venom brand four-wheeler. It's an electric one, a 1,500-watt ATV. They're asking $1,000. It comes with new batteries, chargers included as well, at 574-0021. You are caller number four. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a Mercury outboard boat motor, 15-horse, four-stroke, located in Blue River, to sell, 608-822-5415.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Caller number four has a Mercury outboard boat motor. It's a 15-horsepower model. It's a four-stroke, and it's in Blue River at 822-5415. Be sure and join us during Prime Mover this morning. Of course, not only your calls and your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We'll check in with WRCO's Phil Nee. We'll have a look back at the Highland Ithaca girls matchup. We'll take a look at all the scores from our area in regional basketball from last night. Set the stage for tonight's games. And also, we'll check in with WRCO's Bill Twining. David Werman and Bill are down in Madison as we bring day three of wrestling action. We will crown champions tonight, and Bill Twining will set the stage for that during the show this morning. Caller number five is now standing by. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Yes, I have a chest freezer. It's a medium size. It's an energy saver, and I'm asking $100. It's just like brand new. I never hardly used it. And I have a box of family games, banana box bowl for $4 for the whole box. So my number is 608-475-6240. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Box of games available. They're going to sell that for $4. Also, of almost like new, used very little chest freezer, medium sized. They're asking $100 out of that at 475-6240. Number six, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Today.
Okay, can I get you to turn your radio down, please?
Yep, I'll do that right now. But sorry. Can you hear me now?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, today I have for sale a 630 John Deere gas tractor, narrow front. A lot of new parts, runs good. Also a 720 John Deere with a pony motor starting instead of electric start. Also have a McCorn crib for sale and a sawmill. And my number is 608-306-2782. Thank you.
Okay, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
You too.
Caller number six has a couple of tractors, a 630 gas, 720 diesel, both John Deere's. That 720 has a pony motor start, so it doesn't have its own electric start. It actually has the pony motors to start the diesel. A corn crib and a sawmill all for sale as well at 306-2782. Caller number seven, I'd like to welcome you to WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale a Schwinn 27-inch bike with three baskets on. I will take $150 for that. And I have a countertop that's like 90 inches long. It's green, marble looking. I'll take $60 for that. And I have a cross necklace that's gold and silver, and I'll take $100 for that. And my number is 739-2157.
Thank you very much for your call. Have a good weekend. Caller number seven has a 27-inch bike. It's a Schwinn brand, has three baskets on it. Also a green marble color 90-inch long countertop, and then a cross necklace made of gold and silver. 239-2157. You are caller number 8. You're up next on Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale a large dog house. It's treated plywood, setting up on skids, two-way roof, 4 foot long and 3 foot wide. They can call 608-647-4868.
Thank you for your call, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Caller number 8 has a large doghouse made from treated plywood. It's on skids, 4 feet long, 3 feet wide. 647-4868 is the number, and that was caller number 8. As we work through your Saturday at 9 o'clock, we'll have an ABC Newsroom update. We'll also have a look at your weekend forecast, all part of your Saturday morning edition of WRCO-FM's Prime Mover. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more of your calls at 608-647-4155 in a moment.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The February specials of the month are in at All American Do It Center. Now through February 29th, while supplies last, get a 10-pack of A19 LED light bulbs, daylight or soft white, for only $8, your choice, and save 50%. Or get a quick set matte black contemporary deadbolt or smart key entry knob for $29 each. Save with the February specials of the month at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Welcome back to today's show. This is Prime Mover. Our telephone line is 608-647-4155. If you have up to 3 items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, we would love to have you on the show today. You are caller number 9. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Yeah, morning. I got a 1998 GMC Sierra four-wheel drive. Runs, drives. Pretty decent truck yet. Looking to get maybe $1,500 for it, our best offer.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay, how about your phone number?
608-475-0487.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call, and you have yourself a good weekend.
Thank you.
Caller number 9 today is selling a 1998 GMC Sierra pickup, four-wheel drive. It runs and drives. Looking to get about $1,500 or best offer out of that at 475-0487. You are caller number 10 as we hit double digits. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. I got 7 bags of Roundup Ready soybeans. They'd be good for deer plots or planting good. They yielded really good last year. And then I have a Easy Stand lift for sale. And a hood for a 98 Chevy one-ton truck, 608-393-8625.
Thank you for your call.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Caller number 10 has 7 bags of Roundup Ready soybeans. Would be great for, you know, maybe a deer plot area, something like that. An Easy Stand lift, and then a hood that will fit a 1998 Chevrolet 1-ton. It will fit others. You'll need to do a little research on that, but it came off a 98. 393-8625 is the number. Up next, caller number 11. Thank you for dialing up Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Pretty good. A little chilly.
Oh, I'm not used to it. You know, this is like normal, and I'm not used to it, so we're spoiled.
I know. This morning, let me see if I can read my writing. I've got my 3 Barbies, They're vintage. The first one is the 1991. They're all holiday Barbies. And the first one is a 1991 Barbie. They have the collector stand with them. The boxes, they're all in the original boxes, and they have not been opened. That box is kind of messed up down in the cement room.
Okay.
They're all dusty, too. The next one is 1997, the 10th anniversary holiday Barbie. And the next one is the 1998 6th in a series holiday Barbies. Barbie. For more information about my Barbies, they can call 608-604-5054.
Okay. Sounds great. We appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thanks.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller number 11, I kind of feel for them because I have issues sometimes reading my own writing, but they did well. Three Barbies, they're vintage holiday Barbies, a 1991 collector, comes with a collector stand and boxes, they all three do. The 91, the box might be a little bit rough, but it's still there and unopened. Also for sale, a 1997 10th anniversary holiday Barbie, and then a 1998, it's the one of six, it's one of them, and it was a six series, and they have the one. 608-604-5054. Number 12, this is WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Today I've got large square bales of hay. It's third crop. It's grassy with a little alfalfa, $75 a bale. And we've got 20 of those. We've got some used 2x4s, 5 to 6 foot long, $1 a piece. And we've got some metal hog panels, 16 foot long. We've got 20 of those for $25 each. My number is 608-574-4977.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend. So number 12 has all your farming needs, or at least some of them. Some large square bales of hay, third crop, grassy, a little bit of alfalfa mixed in. Some used 2x4s, I think they said between 5 and 6 feet long on those. And then some hog panels available as well at 574-4977. Number 13, you are live and up next on Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Got an 86 17-foot bass tracker, the Mercury 80 horse, with a trolling motor, live well. It's got everything. And a 2000 Chevy 1500 four-wheel drive. $8,000 for him for both of them. You get them as a package.
Okay.
608-583-3331.
Sounds great. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for calling. So, fishing not that far away, and I'm sure there are people fishing right now, but if you want to fish comfortably, not that far away, an 86 17-foot Bass Tracker boat has an 80-horsepower Merc on it, trolling motor live well, loaded up, ready to go. Package deal also comes with a 2000 Chevrolet 1500 4x4 to pull the boat. Get all the details you need at 583-3331. Number 14, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. This is Frank. I still have that 65-inch Samsung TV. I bought it last September, and it's a smart TV and everything else, and LED and all that. It's got everything. I'm asking $500 for it, and my phone number is 608-475-2339.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Have a good Saturday.
You bet. Bye-bye. You too, buddy. Bye.
Number 14 is selling a TV purchased last September. It's a smart TV and LED Samsung, 65-inch. And the phone number is 475-2339. Welcome to our radio show, caller number 15. Good morning.
Yes, I have a Thomas Organ for best offer. It's a California 284 Deluxe. And my phone number is 537-2977. If we don't answer, just leave a message.
Okay. That sounds great. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye. Caller number 15 asks that if no one answers, leave a message. They will call you back. They are selling and looking for best offer on a Thomas Organ. It's the California 284 Deluxe model. The phone number is 537-2977. Number 16, good morning. This is Prime Mover. You are now on the show.
Good morning. This morning I have for sale a Maytag washing machine. It's 5.3 cubic foot, like new, used very little, kind of in a summer home. It was over 1,000 new. We're just asking 500. And then I have some dog kennel panels, the welded wire style, 6 foot tall, 5 foot wide, 50 a panel. And then I have about 6 little baby pygmy goats, pretty cute, $100 each. And the number to call is 588-5432.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend. Number 16 is selling a Maytag washing machine. Used very little. It was in a summer home. It's the 5.3 cubic foot model, asking 500. Some dog kennel panels, welded wire style, and then some baby pygmy goats. Oh, those are so cute. 588-5432 for caller number 16. Number 17, you are live on the radio show. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning, this morning, Adam. this morning I'm looking for a countertop. If it's something that they don't need anymore and they want to get rid of it, I could sure use the countertop for a project that I'm working on.
Okay.
For in my shop. And I also got for sale this morning, I got some hardwood boards. They're 8 and 10 inch long. They're, probably a good, some are like 8 and 12 inches wide, and they're way over an inch thick. I've got some white and red oak, walnut, hickory, birch. Just got to come and see, and I'll make you a deal on a bunch of it just to get it out of here.
Okay.
And I, let's see, and then I've got a portable miter saw bench that's made out of metal or whatever, and the sides flip up and down. It's for a job site. And I'm going to sell it for $75 today, 647-4581.
Sounds great. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend. Looking for a countertop. If you have one you're just maybe looking to get rid of, they have a project in the shop they'd like to utilize it for. Also, some hardwood boards. They have white and red oak, walnut, hickory, birch. Just show up, give them a call, show up, and then they're going to make you a deal. And a portable miter saw bench. It's a metal job site style, 647-4581. Good morning. Welcome to WRCO's Prime Mover. You are number 18.
Good morning. I've got a pair of 17-inch tires for sale. I got a 6-foot and a 4-foot picnic tables, handmade, 608-220-9946. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Enjoy your weekend. Number 18 has a pair of 17-inch tires you can call for the size. They also have available a 6-foot and 4-foot picnic table at 220-9946. You are caller number 19. Good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Hello. I got 43 bales of first crop alfalfa hay.
Okay.
5x5. Net wrap. No rain.
Okay.
My number is 608-604-8091.
Okay, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Caller number 19 is selling some first crop hay, 5x5. It's an alfalfa mix. They're net wrapped. And the phone number, if you're interested in the hay, is 604-8091. We will find caller number 20 as we work through WRCO's Saturday morning edition of Prime Mover. We'll do that in a moment. It's 8:52. We're up to 19 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Introducing two new premium members of the Kawasaki Mule side-by-side family, the Mule Pro FXT Ranch Edition Platinum and the Mule Pro MX SE, both loaded with exclusive features, strong capability, and premium comfort. On the job site or the trail, you'll experience an uncompromised commitment to performance and reliability. Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides, the definition of trusted, tried, and true.
This is Mike from Clark Power Sport Group in Hillsboro, your local Kawasaki side-by-side headquarters.
Don't forget, around 9 o'clock, we will have a look at your weekend forecast. Also later on in the show, we'll check in with Bill Twining, preview day number 3 of wrestling, look back at how we got to day number 3. Phil Neese stops by as well. We'll take a look at high school basketball, girls basketball from last night. Right now, we're back with Prime Mover at 608-647-4155. We have number 20 standing by. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a Gravely zero turn, 42-inch deck, 20 horsepower, light new. It's very nice shoes. Also, a 03 Trailblazer for parts for fix, and a John Deere 285 riding lawnmower, 48-inch deck, runs good. 608-391-2223.
Okay, we appreciate the call and have a good weekend. If you're looking for a zero-turn mower with the 20 horsepower on there, it is they have a Gravely for sale. Also an 03 Trailblazer. You can buy that for parts, maybe fix it up if you want to. And then a model number 285 John Deere garden tractor with a, I believe they had the 49-inch cut. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, whatever the 285 is, you can call and get details at 391-2223. Number 21, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I have a small meat grinder that you clamp to your, like, a table or your whatever, and really nice shape. And made in 1903, but it works good. You just got to crank it manually. And I got a 28-inch bicycle, always kept inside, selling for half price. And also I have a handheld scanner made by Whistler, the car, at home, whatever. And my number is 608-475-1703.
Okay, thank you for your call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, you as well. Number 21 has a small hand crank from the 1900s meat grinder, one that would clamp to the countertop or it would clamp to your table. They also have a 28-inch bike and a handheld Whistler brand scanner. The phone number is 475-1703. And that was caller number 21, which makes you caller number 20. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I have a 2010 Harley-Davidson 1200 Custom Sportster for sale. Call for details, 604-8105.
Thank you for your call. Have a great weekend. Number 22 wants to get the wind in your hair, and they're going to do it by selling you a 2010 Harley-Davidson 1200cc Custom Sportster. You can call for any other details at 604-8105. Let's welcome caller number 23 to today's show. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Good morning, Adam. I have for sale this morning a set of tractor tires, rims, and tubes. The size is 16.9 by 34s. About 40% left, I would say, on the tires. If you're interested, you can give me a call at 608-604-9168.
Hey, sounds great. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye. Number 23 has a set of tractor tires, rims, and tubes, 16.9 by 34s. Now 40% tread on those. Information, if you need it, 604-9168. 24, good morning. This is Prime Mover. You are now on the air.
Hi. I have for sale some weathered white oak barnyard boards, different thicknesses. And then I also have a bale squeezer for a skid steer. And then I have a brown Swiss steer that's been on feed, ready for the locker. You can give me a call, 608-485-2012.
Thank you very much for calling today. Number 24 has some weathered barnyard boards, different widths, varying width and length. Also, let's see here, we have a bale squeezer, which would be for a skid steer, and then they also have a steer available at 485-2012. Number 25, thank you for joining us. Good morning. You are now on the show.
Hi, Adam. I got a 1995 mobile home. It's a 16 by 80. It's located in Boscobel in a church. It's got 20 of improvements on it. My number is 608-306-3788 for the details. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Caller number 25 has a 1995 16 by 80 mobile home located in a trailer park currently in Boscobel and recently $20,000 worth of improvements. The phone number, if you're interested, is 306-3788. That was caller number 25. It's just before 9 o'clock, and we're at 19 degrees at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more Prime Mover in a moment, plus a look at your weekend forecast.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media Station.